rocking with Jesus.
Yes.
That, Jesus is in the house.
He is in the house. That was the Four Corners Gospel Experience.
Rock with Jesus.
Off of Praise You Lord from 1975.
A fine 12-bar blues.
Yes, indeed. Before that, Resound 247 Arts with The Bible Slide.
The Bible Slide.
That was awesome.
To the left, to the right. Sing his praises now.
And was it Step on the Devil? Or?
Step on the Devil. Yeah. Stomp on his head.
Right. Before that, the Electric Prunes. Gotta play the Electric Prunes.
Rock with Jesus.
We heard Sanctus off of Mass in F Minor from 1967.
Sanctus. I was saying that reminded me of that weird chant in the back of The Omen that kept coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. Before the Prunes, Stuck on Bass with Nobody Like Our God.
It was just... As a former bass player, I had to throw in some sweet bass.
Awesome.
We heard excellent classical guitar earlier, and that's the sound of a nice, smooth five string you're listening to. That's why you're getting this really low E's.
That's actually one of the things you said about Jesus Christ Superstar is the bass.
The bass is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a four string on there, but man, he's moving. And who was the bassist?
I'd have to look that up.
Okay. Whoever he was, I always wanted to have that sound, and I couldn't ever get it, and he was just much too fluid.
Cool.
Much too fluid for me.
Before Stuck on Bass, Sister Janet Mead with a hit, The Lord's Prayer from 1973. She was a nun from Australia.
A nun.
Recorded that, and boy howdy, it was an international hit. We had the single at home.
Really?
Yeah, somebody in my family bought the single, not me.
International hit.
Yes, indeed.
It wasn't just like to hand it out at the local bake sale.
No. I think she was on A&M Records, I think. Yeah, it's bizarre.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. And we started that set off way back when with the Radioactive Chicken Heads and Bad Bunny off of Music for Mutants from 2009.
It's what happens, I was saying to Mike, when you do a web search on heavy metal and Easter just to see what comes up. You're going to run into things like Bad Bunny.
Awesome.
What does Easter look like at your house?
Let's see. There's going to be a couple of baskets, some fake grass for some reason, and all kinds of candy shaped like eggs.
Yeah.
And bunnies.
Yeah. Your kids still believe in the Easter Bunny?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Easter Bunny has not been believed in quite a while, but we still celebrate. We're going to be going out to dinner, and yeah, it'll be nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Get a little dad time in there.
Yes, indeed.
I was at a Seder on Friday night. By the way, did you see the moon tonight?
I did not.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Passover always happens on the full moon, the first night of the full moon. And gorgeous full moon over Boston tonight. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely step outside and take a look. And had a lovely time at a Seder. And I am, I think I'm hungover, you know, it's 24 hours later, I think I'm actually still hungover.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I don't drink almost ever, and you got to put down four glasses of wine at the Seder, it's part of the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're me, and you really like talking the theology, and...
You put down more than four.
It may have been, I woke up this morning, I was like, what is this sensation? I remember this. Dry mouth, throbbing head. What is this?
See, now...
It's a hangover.
When we were coming in the station, I said that I thought you were moving a little slow.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah, and you said, no, man, I feel great.
Nothing broken, but... Yeah.
Well, the periodic vomiting in the corner of the studio is a giveaway.
Well, that happens when you play Jesus Rock.
That's true.
The demons inside me start to start to rebel. Rock with Jesus. So that was good. And then today I had some friends come over for a little Easter thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a religious observation, but just it's Easter. Let's get together and do a little thing that we do. Which
cool.
Is good. So it's kind of a secular, it's kind of participating in different religious traditions, but all from my own secular perspective.
Cool.
If I can put it that way.
Sure. So you're like your own Unitarian church over there.
Who was it? It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, one man, one church.
There you go. And I believe that. I should take care of some business. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is the special Easter edition of Classic Rock Mine.
The Eggstravaganza.
The Eggstravaganza. We will be here until 11 p.m. and then Belinda comes in, excuse me, with Bubbles in the Think Tank, which is two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your life. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
And until then, we have all kinds of Jesus rock coming at you.
It's a quality show.
It's a quality show.
What used to say about Belinda. I assume she's still going strong.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so she's going.
Some things change in this station. Not that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Belinda's show.
Yes, indeedy.
She rocks it.
And we all love Belinda.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah. Some of us more than others. But she knows that.
Okay.
I give away too much. Sorry.
I said too much.
Radio brings the honesty out in me.
Yeah. You don't go to church or anything anymore?
No, I don't. The family goes to UU, and I stopped going because I don't see the value in organized worship.
Hmm.
The concept of worship makes no sense to me any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because what am I worshiping?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm here. I dig being here. Who or what am I worshiping?
Hmm.
So it felt hollow, so I stopped going because I was just going through the motions for like years. And I'm like, yeah. I'd rather sleep in.
What do Unitarians do at Easter? Do they have...
I don't know what.
No.
I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
do you
know how many Unitarians it takes to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Two if they're very small.
Cool.
I got to think about it.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, gotta get the visual.
All right. Well, it's a non-Easter joke. Okay. It's actually a St. Patrick's Day joke.
All right.
How many potatoes does it take to kill an Irishman?
Wait, let me think. How many potatoes does it take to kill an Irishman? I give up.
Zero.
Oh. Oh, man.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, tasteless. Tasteless humor. I got a better one. Do you know why there are no Doritos in Dublin?
I do not.
Because St. Patrick drove all the snacks out of Ireland.
Oh.
Right back at you.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Do you know where leprechauns live?
I don't know where.
A leper colony.
Oh.
See, you should have had me on for the St.
Yeah,
Patrick's
no
Day.
Kidding. No kidding.
I don't have the Easter joke. Actually, I do. I do. I've got some Easter comedians if you're interested in hearing a little bit of a comedy.
Well, actually, why don't we? I have something that would lead into that very well.
Okay.
So let's dig this. This next thing I'm going to play is a... it's a new favorite, you could say. Where am I? Okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
This is a guy who released his music online.
Okay.
And it is a tribute to Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
And supposedly, he does it all himself. All the voices, all the instruments, all the production.
Wow.
He does himself. So, dig it. And dig it deep. You'll probably recognize the song, and you may recognize the singer, but it's not the singer you expect.
Every instrument and every vocal is the same guy.
Yeah, supposedly. That's the way I hoid it.
Cool, let's do it.
All righty.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other frog? But if I die, see the saga through, do the things you ask of me. Let them hit me, hate me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I want to know, my God, I want to know, my God. I've had to see, I want to see, my God, I want to see, my God. Why I should die? Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? I have to know, my Lord. I have to know, my Lord. I have to see, my Lord. I have to see, my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? show me now that I would not be killed in vain. Show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, not so hot on why.
All right. All right, fine. I'll die. Just watch me die. You'll see. You'll see how I die. Just watch me die.
Now I'm sad and tired. After all I've tried for 3 years, seems like 90. Why then am I scared to finish what I started? What you started. I didn't start it. God, my will is hard. But you hold every heart. I will drink your cup of poison. Nail me to your cross and break me. Bleed me, beat me. Kill me, take me now, before I change my mind.
I went to a school in a little village called Rathfarnham in County Dublin. My first day at school, this convent, long, winding driveway up to it. One of those Gothic doors, great studs in it. I rang the bell and opened. And there's one of these nuns, flapping. Terrifying, terrifying. 3 and a half, 4 years of age, terrifying. What do you want, little boy?
My mummy and daddy said, I've got to come here.
Yes? Well, if you come here, you've got to be a good little boy. Will you be a good little boy?
And I could see past her. And there's a fella nailed to a cross.
I thought, you're bloody right, I'll be a good little boy. First question they ask, what do you know about God?
I don't know anything about God. Who?
God!
Who's God?
God? You do not know who God is? Sister?
Sister, we have an atheist here.
Let me tell you, little boy. God is, God was, and God always will be.
One.
What he is?
What is that?
He is the Father, he is the Son, he is the Holy Ghost. He is 3 in 1. Do you understand? I'm 4 years of age. Why wouldn't I? The greatest theological question in the world. 3 people in 1. And I'm naturally, yeah. Where is he? He's here.
Why? I can't see him.
That doesn't mean because you can't see him that he's not here.
It doesn't?
He's in the cupboard. He's not in the cupboard. God doesn't go into cupboards.
He's under the stairs. He's not under the stairs. He's here with us now. He's upstairs, he's downstairs, he's outside, he's inside, he's everywhere. I think he's a big one. Like I see him. I'm asked, do you love him? What? Do you love him? I don't know. I've never seen him. God loves you. Thank you. And he wants your love. Thank you. But if you do not give him your love, he will cast you into everlasting flame.
What?
He will cast you into everlasting flame. Have you ever burnt yourself?
Yeah, I burnt myself on a candle.
What was it like?
I'm very sad. Sore.
Can you imagine that pain all over your body? That's what will happen to you if you do not love God. What do you think of that?
I love him.
I love him.
It's like that game you play where everybody sits in a circle and says something. By the time it gets around, I'm not sure he'd recognize it, but anyway, I really love the melody. This is a piece by Bach called Jesu.
So sweet. That's Steve Morse.
Awesome.
Playing a Bach piece, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. You know it from anybody who's ever learned classical guitar has taken a stab at that piece. And then when you get to the higher reaches, you know, there are different fingerings and so forth. But Mike and I were just saying, multi-talented Steve Morse. The guy can shred. The guy can do some nice jazz work. Mm-hmm. And look at that. Even classical doesn't daunt him.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And give me one second.
Okay. And he plays for Deep Purple.
Yes, he does.
So it's one person in the universe. Well, actually, like Blackmore's still alive. I was going to say one guy gets to get up on stage and play Smoke on the Water without just being ridiculous and, you know, garage bandy.
Yeah.
Actually play that song and mean it. And Steve Morse is that guy.
Yes. So that was Steve Morse, as Borgo said. Before that, we heard Rotary Connection with Amen off of Rotary Connection from 1967.
Okay.
Dave Allen on First Contact with God. That was awesome.
Dave Allen, British Irish comedian, actually. Yeah.
Grew up with him. Christo Graham with Gethsemane from Muppet Christ Superstar from 2014.
Entire thing sung as if by Kermit.
Yes, Christo Graham. Clearly a genius. And that was that four-piece set of music, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is the special Easter edition of Classic Rock Mine. We are here for another half hour, and then Belinda comes in, Bubbles in the Think Tank, Two Silly Hours, stay tuned. Okay.
All that good stuff.
Yes, indeedy. So, earlier you asked about the bass player on Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, I did. And just to set it up again, in case people are just tuning in, I used to be a bassist, and I was always not more impressed than by anybody, but one of the most impressive pieces of fretboard gymnastics that I knew was whoever that mystery bassist was on JC Superstar. He's got, if you're a bass player, you'll recognize the difficulty of playing a long sequence of ascending chords, for example. and descending chords, double stops all the way up and down, which we hear in at least one of those pieces.
Cool.
Who is it?
Alan Spener, English bass player from, he played with Winder K. Frog, Joe Cocker's Grease Band.
I've heard of that one.
Spooky Tooth.
That one, yeah.
ABC.
Nope.
David Coverdale. David Soul.
Wait a minute, David Soul?
Kenny Loggins, Linda Carter, Peter Frampton, Ted Nugent, Mick Taylor, Murray Head, Kokomo, Roxy Music.
Man.
He played bass at Woodstock with Joe Cocker and the Grease Band.
Wow.
He plays a Fender Precision. Fender Precision fretless and a Wall electric bass, WAL. I don't know what that means.
I don't know that one either.
So there you go. And I guess he played on a lot of Roxy Music stuff. So I guess he was a big session guy as well.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But
it's just the go-to session
guy.
But
good stuff. And this is Wikipedia, and it actually has one of the references is a bass transcription from What's the Buzz.
Oh, that's, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can play that, you're
the
man.
Cool. Yeah, we can definitely play that.
Yeah. So, David Soul had a musical career. I think that's the one that stood out most for me there.
No, I got to say Linda Carter. I mean...
Yeah, the beautiful Linda Carter. Beautiful and multi-talented Linda Carter.
Yeah, I mean, or should we buy the album just to hear the bass? Or is it just not worth it?
No, I think that would be a no. But when you think David Soul, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And there is a correct answer.
Darsky and Hutch?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, yes, Salem's Lot. Yes. Oh, you got me. You bastard.
Yes, David Soul is the man on Salem's Lot.
Yeah, and Lance Kerwin as the mini David Soul.
Yeah, that's right. Lance Kerwin, the little James at 16 guy.
Right. Yeah, whatever happened to him?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever happened to David Soul? Is he still...
Yeah, good point.
Is he is undead somewhere?
Devil got him.
The devil got him. Yeah. Mr. Barlow. You'll enjoy, Mr. Barlow.
All right, wrong holiday.
Oh, sorry.
Got to stay with Easter.
Sorry, okay.
All right, do you have something? If not, I have something.
Yeah, come up with something. Or...
Well, I got something queued up.
All right, why don't you do it?
This is a song that lots of people covered, and ranging from, let's see.
David Coverdale.
No, Dylan.
Roxy Music.
Guns N' Roses.
Linda Carter.
Paul Simon. Like, all kinds of people recorded this song. This version, I think, is like spot on. And the musicianship's incredible. And it's good. So dig it and dig it deep.
Thank you. her famous song Friday, which over the last year had a 14-year-old girl sweep the nation with roughly 200 hits on her YouTube video. We have remade that. And here's our debut of the song Sunday.
Yeah. You can
Well, he doesn't have to yell, does he?
So I was talking to a friend of mine
the other day.
Said a woman had hurt his pride. No, it's a joke. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she is a nurse and has been one of the more moral people that I know. She's been in third world countries doing volunteer work for down in like Haiti, helping people out, and pretty amazing person. So I was talking to her the other month, actually, and I said, so if you could have any superpower, what superpower would you have?
Yeah.
And this is just a question I like to ask people. And every time I've ever asked somebody that question, they say things like, oh, I want to be able to fly, or, you know, in time travel, or I want to be able to this, that, or the other. You know, some are more creative than others. She's the only person who ever said the power to heal.
Wow.
She said, I'd like to just be able to heal people and just make them. I'm thinking of it, of course, because of the image of Jesus healing the crowd, and they're overwhelming him because everybody is broken in some way and everybody needs to be fixed. But what a lovely thing. And, you know, inside I'm thinking, what superpower would I want? And I had an entirely different answer to that. She kind of made me reflect on perhaps utter selfishness of my own power fantasies.
So I was like see-through clothes or something like that.
I'm thinking more like I'd like to be able to command an underwater squid army.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then you could ride around on a giant squid and have like this army of attack squid, and you could tear down ships and things like that.
Cool.
That would be my fantasy. My second fantasy is I'd like to have a time machine and a flamethrower so I could go back into my life and take care of business.
I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, these are the kind of things. If I could have super, but this person is like, no, I want to be able to heal.
Wow. People. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's talk about what we just heard. Of course, that was Jesus Christ Superstar with The Temple and Gethsemane. That is off the soundtrack from 70, The Hollies, Jesus Was a Crossmaker, off of Romany, and I don't have a year on that album. Okay. I should, but I don't. Mr. Atheist Guy with his cover of Sunday, the worst religious song ever, from 2011.
Everybody's Liking Sunday.
Roger McGuinn, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Roger McGuinn from the Byrds.
Oh,
wasn't that awesome?
That's why it sounded so good.
Yeah. He's such a great, like, sort of country-fied kind of picker guy.
Yeah, and that's just such a classic piece.
Yeah, and that was from 75.
Screw that one up. You'd have to be Axl Rose.
Yeah, I went there. Which gets played over and over and over again. It's not even that
good. No, it's not. It's not.
You know, it's just like,
it's not. When they did their own thing, they were hot, but that voice just doesn't go with that song.
Nope.
Dissonant.
Yeah. No. We don't approve. No.
What did you think about Dylan getting the Pulitzer Prize, by the way?
I guess he deserves it. I thought it was pretty cool that he, like, completely,
dissed it.
Yeah, completely went underground and dissed it. Yeah, and, like, no one knew where he was.
Totally Dylan.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's putting creativity into, like, a competition, you know?
That's it?
Oh, well, I think that's part of it. I mean, if he really considers himself an artist, what difference does it make whether someone gives him an award for his art? That's meaningless. You know, like, your art's better than your art.
Yeah. There is a history of great artists being indifferent to prizes.
Yeah.
Samuel Beckett didn't even go to pick up. I think he got the Nobel. He's got the Pulitzer. But he was like, he said, just send me the money. Jean-Paul Sartre turned it down.
Cool.
He was given the Nobel. He said, I don't want it.
Well.
I don't want it.
Awesome.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be? Wait a minute. One of Jesus' superpowers. If you could have a Jesus power, what would it be? You can walk on water. You can raise the dead. You can heal people by touching them. You can make food just miraculously out of a basket.
Well, if I was still drinking, I'd say water in the wine.
Okay.
But yep. I don't drink anymore.
Okay. Still the storm. You could keep storms away.
Walking on water, just because it would be cool to be able to walk on water.
It would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, we got 10 minutes left before Belinda comes in, so I want to get back to some music.
Right.
This is a British band. I don't have a specific year on this, but these guys are actually in the All Music Guide, which really surprises me.
Hmm.
They are they were around from the early 60s. They Let's see. They are at the time were compared to the Stones, the Pretty Things, and the Yardbirds.
That's good company to keep.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's see if we agree with those comparisons as we listen to this. And that pretty much brings us to the end of the Easter edition of Classic Rock
Line
for this year.
The Egg Extravaganza.
Yes, indeed. That was Wild Turkey with Easter Psalm off of Battle Hymn from 71. The Pilgrims with Thank You, Lord off of Telling Youth.
Thank You, Lord.
Telling Youth the Truth. They were the British invasion band.
Yes.
So.
Forsooth.
I want to thank my guest, Borgo Paz, for coming on to the show.
Always a pleasure.
And we have one last song to leave you with. This is Humble Pie.
I was hoping for a Demon and 11 Children.
Nope, Humble Pie. Dig it and dig it deep. Happy Easter, everybody.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
At 11 p.m., according